At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Should you charge family members if you're providing them a service? And how do you approach that conversation? It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix with Text Roulette. That's this morning's question. We've got Old Soul Joan on the phone. And Old Soul Joan, the question was pretty specific here. And they even said that they're doing all these services like tutoring, giving rides, and they're asking, should you ever charge a friend of the family? What do you think? And you're an educator, so you probably can relate to what this tutoring question is like.
I think so, yeah, because I'm in a position right now where I'm helping out my daughter's friend's child, and they're taking advantage of it.
What are they doing?
Yeah, what are you helping them out with?
Well, they're not doing well in math. They're a fifth grader going into sixth grade. And it's like we were supposed to set up times where they're supposed to, you know, where I'm supposed to tutor this child. And they're never consistent. They want me to tutor or at late at night. I'm preparing materials. That takes time for a teacher. Teacher prepares. And, it, you know, it's our knowledge that's putting this stuff together for the kids. And they're just, I'm tutoring, but it's just like they're not consistent and they're taking advantage of it.
And how much do you charge usually if someone would reach out to Old Soul Joan and say, you know what, could you tutor my kid? How much would you charge per hour?
Well, being a certified teacher and also having my master's degree, we can charge anywhere between 20 to 30 bucks an hour.
Whoa, and that's money that Mixed listener is missing out on. And you stressed time. I think that's something that's really important for people to realize here. When you're asking someone of these things, you're taking their time. Time that they could spend making money somewhere else. Well, and Radar and I get a lot of requests to MC events. And
we
love those requests. But I can't tell you how many people just assume, oh, you're just going to do that for free? Well, hang on. I'm going to go probably to your meeting. I'm going to look at your script. Yeah. I'm going to have to prepare. I'm going to have to drive there. Going to have to, you know, get a dress for the event, be at the event. You've now probably taken 12 hours of our time.
That's the preparing. And then it's a 4-hour event? Okay.
And people, when you say, oh, what's your budget? Oh, I didn't think of that. Well, hang on. If you had a plumber come to your house, I mean, that's how we make a living. Right. This is how we work. And we have other events that we would be saying no to that perhaps would be paying.
And it's materials that you're using that they're not paying for. It's like how many times a teacher in a classroom buys the stuff that goes on the bulletin boards. I mean, teachers can easily spend $5,000, if not more, a year for materials in their classroom that they're not getting recompensated for.
Right, right.
So, and that's out of their food, out of their mouth, out of their family, out of their rent, everything.
And that's just minus the preparation time. Like you said, you take time to prepare, and you're not charging them for that.
Old Soul Joan, thank you for calling in. You've really confirmed that, yes, when they asked the question originally here in Text Roulette, should you ever charge? You probably should be charging. We've also got here a guest in the studio. We've got one of our other favorite listeners here. Y'all are our favorites, but we love when you give yourselves nicknames. Here's Stacy, the philosopher, that's here with her daughter Vivian.
Good morning.
So, Stacy, the philosopher, you have a skill set too. You're a trained actor. You do voice work.
I do.
Now, how do you approach this conversation with a friend or family member? This mixed listener feels like they're kind of being taken advantage of. They kind of want to start charging them.
I think the most important part of helping anyone, regardless of if they're family or friend, isn't about if you exchange coin money. It's about being clear about your value. That teacher could be getting so much enjoyment, they want to do it for free. That's not the case here.
Yeah.
So that means that they have to be handed something else for their time. The point is that it's worth her time. And so when she decides $30 is worth her life minutes to do it, She lets them know, and they decide what to do with that. And it shouldn't matter if it's her sister's child or a neighbor's child, because it's about her life minutes.
Mm. What about if it's not
525,600
minutes? What if it's not $30 that they drop at him, or, you know, if it's 60 for 2 hours? If it's a gift card, hey, I got you a gift card for a restaurant. Is that cool? At least they're giving something.
It's not about at least they're giving something. Does she feel valued?
Oh.
Is that valuable enough to her that she is spending her life minutes that way?
Is she feeling valued? That is a huge question to ask yourself.
Yeah. And she might want $15 an hour if that child loves it so much she can't wait till they get there. On Wednesday, she might not mind at all if it fulfills her so much that she feels like she's growing someone.
It's not about the amount.
But if she feels like it takes communication and work and it's hard and wrenching, then you know what? She might want $45 an hour because for her life minutes that could go somewhere else, that's what it takes. She might do it for a chocolate cake. If it's so fun.
Shoot. I'll do it for a six-pack of beer. So I'm good to go.
Exactly.
I have no problems with that.
Well, and having the conversation to say, hey, I can see we're doing more of this. Really enjoy working with your son or daughter.
Yeah.
But let's look at a schedule and kind of how we can make this work for everyone. And then really, you just need to have the conversation.
It's avoiding future resentment by being clear about what will work for each of you.
This is why she's Stacey the Philosopher, everybody.
Right there.
Okay, if you have any other questions for Stacey the Philosopher, she's going to be here for a while. 414-432-1099.
Do we have to pay her to be here for that? Be careful now.
We gave her a glass of water.
All right, that's good enough.